The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Over the river and through the woods, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, fully in holiday mode, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. 2 days before Christmas, and we're back with another episode. Diana, as we're recording on a different night than normal. Diana apparently had what she called sexy time plans.
Oh, yeah.
So she's not here. Sam had to work nights this week, so he's not here. So it's Kareem, Jason, and myself.
That's right.
Welcome, gentlemen. And all sorts of technical issues, so we'll fjord on with the show. But I walk in. Studio's all set up. I'm like, all right, good. Ready to go? And all of a sudden, I walk back in, and my computer says, updating Windows. Your PC will restart several times. And then there was a circle. And inside that circle, it said 0%. We're up to 51%. So the show may technically be a little bit weird, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it doesn't get weird. So just want to let everybody know, because of the holidays, today's show is going to be a little bit shorter than normal. It's going to be about a half hour, 40 minutes. Our shows for New Year's week, which we're recording tonight, will be also shorter shows. But our Christmas music show is going to be the full hour of wonderful Christmas music hosted by Jason and myself.
How you like them apples?
Yes.
It's going to be amazing.
It will. Hopefully all of the computers will be back up and ready to rock at that point, because otherwise, it's going to be really challenging.
Mr. Grits.
Oh, we got this. We got this, Nate.
It's going to be super challenging. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
For two intelligent fellows like us, challenging is easy.
Well, I'm used to dealing with nonsensical bullshit, so.
Jason's head just filled the room there with that one.
Right? So coming up on the show today, let me get our little rundown here. We've got some interesting stuff. Of course, we're going to talk about Steve Harvey and Miss Universe. There was a Fox News gotcha. And the guy who everybody hated because he ran a pharmaceutical company and raised all the prices, he's had a bit of bad luck lately. So we'll explore the schadenfreude.
Karma is a bitch.
Isn't it? It's amazing. So let's start out. Guys, how was your week? Jason, how have you been?
I've been... Listen, I'm fortunate. I have a job. I just got married. I can put food on the table. I'm doing pretty well at this time of the year. That's also the easier way of saying it sucked. But, you know, I'm very fortunate. I'll just leave it at that.
you had a challenging week.
Yeah, well, you know, work, you know.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know, right? Like, I can complain about it. You know what I mean? I'm lucky.
Well, yeah. The other thing is, if you don't have work, then you're like, oh, I really wish I had a job.
Without a doubt.
When you don't have a job, you forget how much of a pain in the ass a job can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're worth it, because that's why we got them.
That's why we got them.
Kareem, how was your week? Did you have a better week than Jason?
I think I had a better week than Jason.
That's good.
Dope.
Saturday night, I went to a party that, like a Christmas get together that some of my friends put on. So it was good to see them. It was good to see people, because my job now, I work from home most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the envy of everyone working from home.
Yes, but it is great, but it's one of those things where too much of a good thing sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, like, you know, sometimes the only day I get dressed is when I have to come here.
Well, at least there's a purpose for you.
But so, you know, just to be around a bunch of people Saturday was pretty good. What else did I do this week? Got almost all of my Christmas shopping done. Got my girlfriend's present last night. So I got everybody taken care of.
You're well ahead of the game.
And Thursday, I'm going to help Michael Calvin do some stuff for the homeless, and it'll be a good end to the year.
And that's Christmas Eve. So.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we...
and then I got invited to speak at another class next semester.
Nice, nice. We had our Christmas party at work, or holiday party, I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it.
Ours, we have a really cool holiday party. The first year I was there, we had the holiday potluck, where people would bring in a dish, and then there would be various door prizes that would be, you know, they'd pull a ticket and you might win a various door prize or whatever. Potluck sucks. Let's just lay it out there. Potluck is terrible. Potluck is for church. If you're having a potluck at church, it's okay. But if you're having a potluck anywhere but church, it's kind of bullshit. So last year and this year, we have had a great deal. The company I work for, which is Fox 40, Sonia has done a great job striking a deal with Sacto Mofo, and we have had food trucks for our Christmas party.
That is cool.
It is. There's a choice of two different main course food trucks, and this year we had a choice of two dessert food trucks, and we got a ticket for each. So we got a main course and a dessert, and then the company provided sodas. So we could get whatever we wanted, one main course and one dessert. And if you wanted more, you could get it. You just would have to pony up the dough yourself. So that's always a good time. And then, of course, the raffle of stuff. I did not win, but that's perfectly cool because it's a fun time. I mean, yeah. Everybody gets together and everybody loves the food truck. And it's not the only thing better than a food truck is free food truck.
Yeah.
So that is absolutely delightful. Christmas shopping for me also done. Finally, got everything done. The last things came on Monday. Leslie's last stocking stuffer came on Monday.
I'm so envious right now, and my wife is so jealous.
You're the last one, man.
Oh, man.
Have you started?
No, I am. I am. I mean, this job that I have, I know that it's only like 40 hours a week, and it's ridiculous. But I mean, it's really more like 10 hours a week if you figure in my hour lunch, because I'm there for 9 hours, mm-hmm. Plus the travel there. So it's 10 hours of my life every day.
Sure.
Is all focused on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
It's crazy.
It sounds very familiar to what I do.
Yeah. But it's just been so crazy and having to do the getting out to the store because I have to come home and make it. Anyhow, it's just... Yeah.
Well, that's why you should have done your shopping on Amazon through the tab on NateDarlingShow.com.
Exactly.
You know, they should create a dual account because we have an account for the family. But if I buy anything on Amazon, it's going to be seen by her. And that's our Prime account. So they should have something for spouses so I could buy her something because I would love to. Amazon, if you're listening, because you listen to every podcast.
Yeah, they listen to every podcast. Because they're associated with.
I actually had that same issue and I had to go a different route.
Would go somewhere else to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have my own account.
Yeah. So. You're awesome. Yeah.
We each have our own Prime account, so that's what we did. And the other surprise was I had pre-ordered Cage the Elephant's new LP. Not only did it arrive in time for its release date, it actually arrived a day early.
Oh, cool.
So on the 17th, all of a sudden I get this package from Amazon. I'm like, what's this? And I open it up. I go, I wasn't expecting this till tomorrow. So
that's pretty awesome.
It is. It's a very good thing.
I should be using... Amazon.
Yeah, you should.
I should have my own Prime account.
Yeah. And Christmas, of course, coming up in 2 days. Kareem, what are you doing for Christmas? I know you're helping the needy on Christmas Eve.
Well, that's the other thing is, so my kid is Latina, so they do Christmas Eve. They don't do Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve, I will be at her mom's house. Well, we'll all be over there. Having dinner and opening presents and whatnot with all the kids. Then Christmas Day, we will go to my girlfriend's sister's house for breakfast. This is a new thing.
Oh.
I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Do you have to go in pajamas? Is it one of those deals?
I hope not. God. just the fact that we're going, because usually we go and drop stuff off and we're out of there.
Right.
Now we're going to actually have to spend some time. And I don't know how I feel about that. And then, so usually the deal is we go drop presents off over there. Then I go take my goddaughter her present and then hang out with them for a little bit. So was that, and then I brought my grandson a motorcycle.
Oh, very nice.
It was battery-powered motorcycle. So he's two. So I'm going to wait and take that over Christmas Day because I don't want his cousins to get jealous that he got a drum set and a motorcycle.
Wow, I'm jealous. I'm jealous now. Yeah. Jason, your first married Christmas, what's going on with you and the new wife?
Well, Christmas Day, like in the afternoon, dinner we're doing at my brother's house, which is the first time, like that he's that as like kind of like as grown ups, like he has a kid, I'm married, like my other cousin has a kid. Like since the last time we all got together on Christmas, it's probably been like 4 or 5 years. So that's kind of neat. In the morning, Chris and I, like, I made cinnamon rolls last Christmas morning because I knew that's something that her mom used to do.
Now, when you say you made cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Does that involve popping open a tube?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking. Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe you've got this kick-ass homemade cinnamon roll recipe. Not yet.
I'm sure I will eventually.
It's called Cinnabon.
Yeah, it's called Cinnabon. I went and got like the Pillsbury type. So you know, you have to bake them at least.
You pop open the can. You put them out there. You bake them. You put some icing on them.
And it melts. And it's. But yeah, so I do that. So she already asked me. She's like, "Are we doing that again?" That was great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. It's a very very simple easy thing.
Yeah.
Leslie and I are going to Reading. So I'm going to be spending Christmas with her family, which is going to be very interesting for me because there's a lot of them. And they've got very specific things that they do. It's like Christmas Eve, we all go here and do this. And then Christmas morning, we all do this. And it's like, okay, I'm just along for the ride here.
I'm just going with the flow.
I'm just going with the flow. You tell me where to go, where to stand, what to do, and I'm going to be fine. The question is, like, when do we open our gifts to each other? Because we're leaving Christmas Eve as soon as I get out of work. We're heading north, and then we're not coming back till Sunday. So it's like, when are we opening gifts? And she's like, I don't know. When do you want to open gifts? And I'm like, Christmas fucking morning. That's when I want to open gifts. what do you think? So we're going to do the deal where we give each other one gift and maybe our stockings. I'm not sure. Probably we'll do it the 23rd, or maybe we'll do it just before we leave. I'm not sure, but we'll do that, and then we'll open the rest of them when we come back. So it'll be kind of an interesting thing. And I was able to send a gift to my dad. Now I've already bought him several things that are quote unquote Christmas gifts. So I said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And he goes, "New coffee pot, because mine broke." I go, "Okay." So I bought him a coffee pot, and as we talked about before, I bought him the fall detection button with the nursing assist. So we got that done. I think there was something else, but that would mean he would have nothing to open on Christmas morning. And I'm like, shit, we gotta give him something to open on Christmas morning. So once Leslie decorated the house, I bought a fucking selfie stick for this. I have a selfie stick now.
You're one of those guys.
I'm one of those guys with a selfie stick, but I bought it for the express purpose of taking a picture of Leslie and I so that we could frame it and send it to my dad.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, what do you get a guy who is getting older, doesn't really go out that much, has limited space, and is probably going to put everything aside and only look at it the one time? Because that's what old people do.
Right. We give him something that he's forced to place somewhere where he has to look at it on a regular period of time.
Right. A picture, you put it on the shelf, you can see it all the time, the whole thing. It's something nice. Yeah. So that's why I bought it. That's why I bought the selfie stick. Here's the thing. So I bought the selfie stick at Target for $15, and you're thinking, oh, big deal, $15.
It was the biggest fucking joke.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We went to, Leslie goes, we need to go to Ross to buy the picture frame. By the way, there are little gems in Ross, but for the most part, Ross is where really gaudy ethnic people shop.
I think just poor people, because I shop there regularly.
No. Go look at the picture frames and other stuff sometime. Oh. It's the gaudiest stuff ever. It's the stuff that no self-respecting person is going to buy.
And they have the stuff like their food section, where they have some dried foods and some oils and salts. Like,
you are not buying food at Ross.
Oh my God. I buy salt at Ross, because salt, like, it's salt, dude. It's salt. Like, and usually,
what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? Things that are, like, definitely very, that are not going to go bad, generally, it's okay to buy there. I would not buy a steak from Ross.
It's not okay to buy stuff.
Jason
buy
has steak.
I thought I bought the steak.
Dressed for less steak.
But we're on our way out, and I see a selfie stick on our way out of Ross, and I go, that's not going to be $15. And Leslie goes, go look at it. You know you want to know how much it is. How much do you think the selfie stick was at Ross?
$10.
Jason?
I'm going to say that it was probably, maybe it was more than Target. So $24.99.
It was $5.
Ah!
It was $5.
Did you take the other one back to Target?
No. I'd already taken the picture.
Oh, dang.
I'd already taken out of the package, taken the picture. I'm not going to. Look, like Leslie asked me, she goes, do you want to do that? And I go, you know what? My life is worth more than the $10 I would save. I've reached that point in life where I'm not going to do that to save $10. Because by the time I deal with it, I take the time, I spend the gas, the whole thing, I'm really talking about $6.50, $7. My time is worth more than that at this point.
Well, and also you use the item. You know, just because you find a better deal doesn't mean you should get a refund. And that's... I think it's a moral standard that a lot of people.
Well, that's you know, you obviously never worked at TJ Maxx, as I, where women will just buy clothes and 3 days later bring them back, and they've obviously worn them somewhere.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's a delight. All right, so let's get into the meat of the show here. This was kind of interesting. The governor of New Mexico was having a bit of a holiday party. At a hotel, when someone called 911 with a noise complaint, and you go, oh, well, that's kind of a deal. It didn't really become a deal until the governor called 911 back and wanted to know, hey, why exactly are you sending your cops out here to harass me? Because I'm the governor.
Dispatch, this is Conlon. How may I help you?
Hi, I just spoke with you, calling from the El Dorado.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I actually have someone that would like to speak with you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Yes, this is Conlon. I'm with the Santa Fe City Police Department.
Hi, this is Governor Susana Martinez.
What can I do for you?
Yes, tell me what the complaint is.
I'm sorry, what?
Tell me what the complaint is.
What do you mean?
Why are you coming to the El Dorado Hotel?
Because we were called out there.
For what purpose?
Reference loud noise.
Loud noise? We're in a room eating pizza.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Someone called this out.
This is the governor of a state.
Who is someone?
I can't give you that information, ma'am.
Why can you not? It is public record. Give it to me.
Give me 1 second, ma'am.
Demanding to know who called 911 on her. By the way, she's a Tea Party Republican, just FYI.
Of course.
Shocking, right? Long periods of silence. So anyway, basically the front desk called 911 about the noise complaint because guests had complained that there was noise, that things were being thrown off the balcony, that glasses were being smashed. And she's calling 911 and saying, we're just in a room drinking soda and eating pizza. This is the governor of a state. Thank God I don't live in New Mexico. Can you imagine what would happen if Jerry Brown decided to call 911 and go, hey, why is somebody call 911 on me? We're just eating sushi up here and drinking soda. Soda.
Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, Like they, it would all be like the lead story. It would be the lead story on everything.
Fox News. I mean, if the governor, here's the other thing. If a governor of a real state, sorry, New Mexico, if the governor of a real state did this, it would be, I mean, remember the governor of South Carolina went on some nature hike, allegedly?
Oh, he went to see his girlfriend.
Sure. Yeah. He left his wife and his family behind to go visit his girlfriend in South America, but he called it a nature hike. So I was just blown away by that, that the governor of a state would call 911 and go, why are you sending your police out here to me? Call them off. Because she did tell them nothing. She did say nothing's going on. Call off your police.
I just don't get, like, first of all, I can only imagine, like, how many times the hotel room, like, called up and, like, tried to say, hey, listen, this is going on. And she's like, I don't care. I'm the fucking governor. Do you know who I fucking am?
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine that was the context of the...
Yeah, because you, I mean, you don't go right to the police.
You don't just go right to the police.
Yeah.
There had to have been, like, for, like, going on for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, and her, she was saying, if that happened, it happened several hours ago. It's like, okay, shut up.
Yeah.
By the way, you're the governor. If nothing's really going on, when the cops show up, go, hi, I'm the governor. Nothing's going on, as you can clearly see. Have a nice day, officers.
Yeah.
It's not a Breaking Bad situation. Walter White is not in here.
Yeah.
Maybe she thinks he's Walter White.
I don't know who she thinks she is, but it just sort of blew me away.
At least she knows she's the governor.
She's the governor, and she likes eating pizza and drinking soda.
Now, I'm the motherfucking governor in this bitch.
Okay, so speaking of assholes, remember Martin Shkreli, the drug company CEO who raised the price of his pill from a very affordable amount to, like, what was it, $160 a pill or some nonsense
like that? Something
crazy
like that.
$780, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He also bought the only copy of a Wu-Tang album.
Wu-Tang. Clan forever. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's resigned. Turing Pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli has resigned. He was arrested on various fraud charges. He raised the AIDS drug price by 5,000% was what it was. He founded a company earlier this year after leaving Retrofin, which was another biopharmaceutical firm that he created after he spent a career working at hedge funds. The indictment for the arrest accused him of running a long-term Ponzi scheme across various corporations.
That is what a hedge fund is, if you didn't know.
And he was reportedly aware of federal investigations into his business practices since January. He has mostly kept his head below water since his arrest, although he did send out a tweet saying, glad to be home, thanks for the support. Who's supporting him?
Look.
That tweet got 1,200 likes. Those are all other CEOs, right?
Okay, the name of a hedge fund lets you know what it is. It's a hedge fund. That means you're hedging your bets. It is like playing. It is taking your retirement money and going to Vegas. That is what it is. Hedge funds expect to lose money every day, just waiting for that one big hit.
Yeah, and also, you know, with somebody like possibly profiting enormously huge, like, profits from somebody by bilking somebody else out of money.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that we talk about hedge funds as openly as we like that it's supported, that it's okay, you know?
Yeah. I still don't understand how it's legal. There's like gambling in Vegas that is based off of what hedge funds do.
Right.
There is a casino that has a thing where you can bet during the game on different parts of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of what they do at hedge funds.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And it's like, how does the banking system guarantee that or support that? I mean, like, it should, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to do it. You should be able to do it, but it should be like something totally separate than anything that looks like legitimate banking.
Right. You have to say what it is.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there are some legit ones and some non-legit ones. Yeah. And here's what we've learned lately about Ponzi schemes. They tend to equal long prison terms. So I hope he enjoys, the guy who hiked the price of AIDS medicine enjoys his time in federal pound me in the ass prison.
I just can't wait until the movie gets made with Wu-Tang Clan and Bill Murray seizing and going for the heist of stealing this album that while this guy's in jail, they have to steal the album out of like a jail prison cell or something like that. I mean, like, or something. It's,
yeah.
I can't wait.
I wonder if he put that up as bail because it's the only one.
His collateral.
And he paid
Wu-Tang
like $2 million for it. So.
Yeah. Oh, he did not get it on Amazon through the shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. I would love to see the commission on that. So, you know, the whole Fox News war on Christmas, I haven't heard a lot about it this year, but down in Florida, there is a mayor who, it's Plantation, Florida, officials are suing a generous family who turns their home into a must-see light extravaganza for the community each year. The spectacle, complete with handmade lights and a life-size carousel, draws several hundred visitors per day, and homeowners told the Fox News reporter they use community gathering tradition to raise money for charity, estimating 10,000 since they began the display. But according to local residents, city mayor wants to charge the homeowners and profit directly from their work. So Fox News sent their intrepid reporter to Florida to confront her.
Segment tonight, Waters World, the town of Plantation, Florida in Broward County, suing to shut down a massive Christmas display on private property. Kathy and Mark Hyatt have put up the display for years, and it draws hundreds of people a day to their street. In the spirit of Christmas, we sent Waters down to Florida to try to work things out.
What do we have here today?
Some of the things we've done here is a lot of the things that we have on our display, we hand make. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers come in, high school kids, veterans, they all come in, they lend a hand. So we create this so that people can come in, walk through the display, be part of it, interact with it. This piece right here, he was repaired, and now he lives in in our display.
How many people come to see your house each week around Christmas?
Maybe a couple hundred, and then on the weekends it could be as much as 1,000, maybe even 2,000. Mostly it's kids.
Come on in, guys. Merry Christmas.
What do you guys think about the Christmas lights?
I love it. It's so much fun.
Are you one of the neighbors?
Yes, I am.
Do you find this Christmas light display to be a nuisance?
I've been coming here since they started.
She has a lemur on her shoulder, by the way.
So many families. What do you think about all these lights?
Awesome, dude.
You guys come here before?
Yes, every year.
Every year?
Yes.
It's become a tradition. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
How are you?
Have I been naughty or nice?
I've been a little on the naughty list.
How much have you raised for charity through this light display?
I would say through the years, what do you say, about 10,000?
It could be
at least maybe
it
more.
The city's trying to shut this place down. Do you understand that?
Not really.
That's ridiculous. This is a place that everybody loves coming, bringing their kids, their moms, their family.
The wonderful hearts that these people have to do all this for the community is just unbelievable.
Someone stole baby Jesus. He's coming on Christmas Eve.
He's coming on Christmas Eve.
Okay, good. What is the city's main beef?
Somebody stole baby Jesus. You fucking dimwit.
They're just not making money on this. And they wanted money from us, and when we wouldn't give it to them, all of a sudden we're in court.
What do you mean?
Spending taxpayer money.
What do you mean you wouldn't give them money?
Well, they wanted different. They came to me and said, well, you should charge to have people come in. Who would do that?
You've been fined by the city how much?
The city threatened and enforced $250 a day, a lien. There's a lien against my house for $7,000 plus taxes, penalties, interest. I don't even know how much it is right now.
How'd you guys hear about this?
They threatened. Threatened.
They're having with the city.
They're suing this place.
That's messed up. This is beautiful.
We were friends for many years.
The mayor.
So she was on city council, and she always, for whatever reason, she supported what we did, and then she flip-flopped once she became mayor.
Well, I'm going to talk to the mayor and try to get to the bottom of this.
Here we
situation.
Go.
Well, we appreciate that.
Get
it seems
ready.
Like Scrooge is occupying City Hall. Mayor, Jesse Waters with the O'Reilly Factor. Good to see you.
He's confronting her as she's coming out of the grocery store with a cart of groceries.
To you.
We wanted to know, why are you suing a family for having Christmas lights on their house?
Well, you know, as much as I would like to comment, we're in pending litigation right now.
Florida Bar Association says that you can comment during a proceeding as long as you don't prejudice one side or the other.
Okay.
This isn't a very good use of taxpayer money, going after homeowners for a few Christmas lights, is it? I don't think Santa's going to be happy with you.
I don't think you should be voicing your opinion what Santa wants and what Santa doesn't want. So.
Well, I have a feeling you might be getting cold or stocking.
Have a nice day and enjoy your visit in Florida.
Oh, we will. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any neighbors complaining?
I don't see any neighbors complaining. If people should just be so proud of the Hyatts for this extreme loving, joyful event that they put on.
There you have it. Fox News confronting the scoundrels in power. You know what I've learned about that story? Nothing.
Yeah.
I learned nothing about that story. You set up the city as a villain. You got one side of the story, and then you come up on the mayor as she's doing her grocery shopping.
I feel so sorry for that mayor. I mean, first of all, she's the mayor of a town in Florida called Plantation.
Right.
I wonder what that was before.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel sorry for her. I mean, the fact that they were liberal enough to, vote for a mayor that was a woman, like, that's... I don't know.
Okay, settle down.
Yeah,
there are plenty of women mayors all across the country.
I'm just...
Oh, my God, they elected a woman. How progressive must they be?
I'm being sarcastic.
Wow. There are no black people there anymore. They were all freed. From Plantation, Florida.
Right away.
All right, so the Miss Universe pageant was on Sunday night in Las Vegas, and Steve Harvey served as the MC for several hours, probably felt longer. And the most important moment of the event, the revelation of the winner, was not as smooth as everything that came before it. First, it seemed as though everything was great after a contentious back and forth with former Miss Universe owner Donald Trump. This year, not to mention a different pageant controversy surrounding the removal of Miss Puerto Rico from Miss America, because she tweeted things that were inappropriate. So with the two onstage finalists standing together, facing their destinies, host Steve Harvey dramatically announced Miss Universe 2015 is Miss Columbia.
Miss Universe 2015 is Columbia!
Sounds great, right?
I have to apologize.
Oh no.
The first runner-up is Columbia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
So Steve Harvey has canceled his winter excursion to Bogota.
Oh, man.
Is what's happened there. He was very apologetic afterward and said, I'm really sorry. I feel terrible about the whole thing. But I saw they put out a picture of it. It's clearly says, if you look at the card on the left-hand side at the top, it says second runner-up. It was USA. Then below that, first runner-up, Colombia. And then on the bottom in the center, it says Miss Universe Philippines.
I'm like, they must not have went over the card ahead of time.
Wait, still, it's right in front of you. Are you saying Steve Harvey doesn't learn to read?
No, I think that...
I never learned to read.
I think that what may have happened is he saw first and his mind automatically went to... Because I did hear that he didn't go through the final part of the rehearsal.
Well, he should have showed up for rehearsal. That's what we've learned from that.
Well, they've already signed him or asked him back for next year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they got more publicity than they could have ever imagined.
And, thank you.
And here's the other thing. Miss Columbia is going to get, it's sort of like getting sympathy pussy. She's going to get so much sympathy publicity from this.
Yeah.
She's going to end up ahead of the game.
Yeah. And, sure. You know, they're like, oh, we got to bring him back because everybody's going to see what mistake he's going to make next year.
Yeah.
What goof will Steve Harvey make this time?
And sign him.
I saw somebody.
No brainer.
Somebody posted on Facebook a YouTube. A 6-minute YouTube clip of Steve Harvey saying things that Jason and Kareem would find terribly objectionable.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Very, very, he's very old school. Let's put it that way. in terms of his views on, women, men and women's relationships.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's that sort of thing.
Oh, that dummy man. women are so,
oh, no,
I almost said something that I was going to get in trouble for. But women,
probably a good idea.
Women are so
in their heads. I know plenty of guys who don't care for Steve Harvey either.
And I'm like, but no, why would you take relationship advice for somebody who's been divorced 3 times?
Well, it's true. But they do. Here's the thing. They have the clips are of him on national morning shows like Good Morning America giving advice because he wrote a fucking book about it.
Yeah.
Somebody, by the way, getting divorced is not necessarily a sign of a bad person. Just saying.
I'm not saying it's a sign of a bad person. Oh, I know you were saying it.
Look, I have plenty of relationship advice. You learn from your mistakes. Some say you learn more from your mistakes than you do from your successes.
And then if you.
I would say that it's supposed to be true.
Okay, so remember I told y'all I went to see the. I went to the Tommy T's the other week.
Yes.
So the guy who opened for the comic that I went to see, he was talking about Steve's new wife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So apparently she was married to the biggest drug dealer in Memphis.
Oh, well, there you go.
He got arrested or killed. And then, then she married his brother who had taken over for the business. He got arrested. And then she divorced him and married Steve.
Oh, well, there you go. So he likes to date and marry the ladies who have experience with business.
Yeah. like, wow, this dude.
Yeah, well, you know, he hosts the Family Feud. People forget because he's on the Family Feud and he's got the big smile. And people just go, oh, Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's got an edge to him that people don't necessarily realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what gets lost in the shuffle with all of that. But either way.
I mean, like him. I just don't. I'm like, stop trying to tell people. You know, I don't know. I don't even know. Think like a man. Like, no, just stop fucking thinking. That's what I'm telling
you. Yeah, he also has some somewhat homophobic ideas, too.
Yeah.
About he uses the term a real man a little bit too much.
Yeah.
It's almost like compensation is what I'm saying.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
And good news, my computer's back up.
Yes.
Yes. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree. You have no doubt been singing that carol lately. I'm a bit distressed to learn that some of my friends have opted to forego the tree entirely this year. They say they're either overwhelmed or disenchanted by how secular and mercenary the season has become. Mercenary, you say? It's certainly a country mile from the ones from my early youth. When I was 5, the only Santa I saw before the actual day was in my book entitled A Visit from St. Nicholas. My dad would sometimes drive us 20 miles from Westchester to New York City to view the animated Santa and his elves in the Macy's store window. There was no television and we were never allowed to attend movies, but each of us had a green felt stocking hung by the fireplace with a tiny celluloid Santa on top. Presents were few, but an orange and a jackknife were sufficient to elicit squeals of joy. Hey, son, here's an orange and something to peel it with. Wow. One year my brother Jim and I wanted a sled more than anything else, but our dad was a poor preacher and there was not enough money for such luxuries. One Christmas though, my dad asked us to go on the porch to see if any snow had fallen overnight. We did as we were told, and there against the wall was a beautiful 6-foot-long flexible flyer sled with real red metal runners. We laughed and cried and didn't care that it had already been used by some other family. Our dad told us many years later he found it in a secondhand store and saved money from donating a pint of blood to the Grasslands Hospital to buy it for us.
Oh, man.
We had a sparse but real Christmas tree decorated with mostly homemade ornaments involving construction paper, looping chains, popcorn and cranberries on a string, and old handed-down electric lights with fat bulbs. But it was our tree, and for us, it was the best in the world.
Fat bulbs.
There were no outdoor lights as far as I can remember. The fabulous displays these days are a more recent addition. Our stories of trudging through the woods and cutting fresh Christmas trees with our kids back in the day are heartwarming and sometimes hilarious. In recent years, we've opted for the artificial variety. Kay is the decorator who does a magnificent job. Our great-grandchildren enjoy coming in to push the start buttons on our musical plush creatures that play Christmas songs. If you could see Kay and I making them all sing in stores, you would probably have us taken away and incarcerated. We hope your Christmas is merry, and that you take the time to embrace the simple things, including the real meaning of Christmas. Remember, the Star of Bethlehem was far brighter than the twinkling bulbs on our tree. Thanks for that Christmas, Gordy Little.
Gosh darn it, Gordy
Little. Thank you, Gordy.
I mean, that is what I like to call a Christmas memory. It's kind of a sad and depressing one, but, you know, still it's a Christmas memory from Gordy.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you wonder if that type of story of how Christmas is, we're not going to, our kids are not going to have that type of story.
No, probably not. Yeah. Because they're going to be spoiled with, you know.
Well, even we're spoiled. Even, like an orange and a jackknife. Even if, like, if I was 8 years old, 9 years old, and I got a jackknife and an orange, I would have been like, really?
I would have been excited with...
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I would have been the jackknife I would have been excited with, but now they take it away from the kids.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, and remember, the Christmas Music Spectacular will be dropping at noon on Christmas Eve, noon Pacific time. So get ready to get that as Jason and I give you some great Christmas songs to celebrate your holiday. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.